Praised be Jesus and Mary. Ever since the 5th century, or 15th century, the Friday of Passion Week has been dedicated to Our Lady's compassion. And this present feast was instituted by Pius VII, after his return from captivity and exile, which lasted from 1809 to 1814. We know Christ no longer suffers, and for Our Lady also. All suffering, as we understand it, has ceased. Nonetheless, the prophet Jeremiah, in his lamentation, asks, to whom shall you be compared, O virgin? Your affliction is like an ocean. A mother who is happy in her home weeps just the same over the sorrows of her children. And the statues and the pictures of Mary all over Europe wept before the revolution in France. And her statues weep again today in many places. The passion of our Lord continues in his chosen ones, in his elect, in particular, in his vicar on earth, from whom he does not separate himself. The mysterious compassion of Our Lady is forever present for the mystical body of her Son, which must reproduce in itself the divine death of Jesus, in its human nature. Mary's great sorrows, 7 sorrows, began with the prediction of Simeon that a sword would pierce her heart. And soon afterward, she was obliged to flee into Egypt with her newborn infant, already the object of a fatal search. And then we know she lost him in the temple for 3 painful days. Father Faber says this was her most painful sorrow, because she knew she was the mother of the suffering Messiah, but she didn't know when that would take place. And she thought, has his hour come? And I'm not there to be with him. We know when that hour did come, she met him on the road to Calvary. She watched him die and then received him into her arms. And finally, her 7th sorrow is when she was obliged to place him in the tomb. The Queen of Martyrs has never ceased to encourage her children on earth to bear their own crosses, their own sufferings, which actually complement the passion of Christ. His suffering raised the dignity of suffering to something valuable, something redemptive, and our suffering only makes sense when united with his. He suffered first the ordinary trials of life. For 3 years, he was taunted and regarded as a menace by those who should have recognized him and his mission. He knew hunger, cold, and fatigue. You know, he slept so heavily in a boat, you know, during a storm that we can only suppose that he was exhausted by his ministry. And he knew what it was to be abandoned by followers that he had called his own. Our Lord is our forerunner in all human sorrows and difficulties. Mary, as his mother, was always there with him. She offered to God with him all the afflictions of his earthly life. And she continues to stand with us in our trials and afflictions. Today, you know, we're reminded that we have a loving mother. We can always turn to in time of trial or temptation, a mother who will never abandon or neglect us.